This last month's Gospels have been challenging, and this week is no different. When we think of Christ and being his follower, we like to think that it will bring us peace, that following Christ will make our life easier, but it's not so. It was not so for Jesus, and so it should come as no surprise to us that our life as his follower is not peaceful. Christ talks about setting the world on fire. When we hear this, we don't really think of something nice. We have seen too many pictures of wildfires and houses on fire. When we hear that Christ wants to set the world on fire, we probably think of these terrifying images instead of the soft glow of a candle or the comfy warmth of a campfire. Fire has always been a symbol of God's love. It's also been a symbol for the Holy Spirit. Fire is dangerous. It can really do some damage, but without fire, it is hard to imagine our world. Fire is so useful that there's no way we could really live our life without it today. That this is what it means for God's love to permeate us. This is what it means for God's love to consume us. It's dangerous, but necessary. If our love for God has never led us to do something that is hard, then I think it's a call for us to really question whether or not we truly love God. The love of God led Christ to the cross. He loved us so much that he gave us everything. We too are called to give back in what we have been given, and that is everything. But that is radical. That is dangerous. People will call us fanatic or weirdos if we love God too much. If we love God so much, it will make us different. And that is when the division starts. By simply living our faith to its fullest, it will upset people around us. It will cause division, because the world wants us to stay right where we are, lukewarm, not on fire, comfortable, not dangerous. When we live our faith and try to follow God, it will cause divisions. One time in my life that this became real for me was when I told my family I was going to study for the priesthood. I wanted to go and see if God was calling me to do that at the seminary. But my parents, still being Catholic, were very upset by this. They saw it as a rejection of their love and their life. They could not imagine someone being happy, not being married, and not with children. My following God at that moment caused division in my family. Thankfully, it was very temporary. But I still lost friends over becoming Catholic, and even more by becoming a priest. Simply by being a priest today, I'm not accepted in certain circles, or I'm viewed with extreme suspicion because of people's backwardness or because of the genuine harm done by my brother priests in the past. I say this not to seek sympathy, but more to use it as an example of what Christ is talking about today. When we really live our faith, it's going to cause divisions, even amongst our closest friends and our loved ones, because it's going to call us in a different direction than the world around us. So hopefully you have had a similar experience. Hopefully you have had people make fun of you because of your faith. Hopefully you have had people think poorly of you simply because you are Catholic. Hopefully you have had to do some hard things in your life because you chose to follow God and his laws and his commandments instead of going along to get along. If we really are living our faith, we don't need to seek out divisions. Instead, it will simply find us. And we are called to continue to be faithful to God in those moments and to love those who might hate us for it. Because Christ did not die on the cross just for his friends. He died on the cross for his enemies as well. And that is what Christ asked us to do, to dangerously love God and our neighbor to the point that it costs us something. And Jesus, as Jesus said back then, I think he still says to us today, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already ablaze.